Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I am your host, David Hochberg. Mr. Joe Hogel is in with me, my co-host for MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements. Happy anniversary to you, Joe. First of all, you and Judy.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's mostly Judy, not me.
I was going to say that, 38 long years for
38
Judy.
38 years for Judy.
Seems like a nap for you. So congratulations to Judy and to Mr. Hogel. We've got a packed show, Joe, a hugely packed show. Coming up on this show at 10:15, Mr. Floor, Igor Marak, is going to call in to talk about how he helped Norma from Winnetka sanitize her home during this quarantine.
He's doing a great job.
He's doing an amazing job. I've got an email here from Marine, which I'm going to read a little later, who loves his cleaning products. We have Gary Novell calling at 10:30, the credit enhancement expert. A lot of credit card companies, Joe, nowadays are cutting our listeners' credit limits and how that's going to impact.
You said that before. Does he have a reason?
Because they can. Oh. And Gary's going to explain. No, they can do whatever they want at any discretion. I think they have to give like a 30-day notice, but we're going to talk about that at the bottom of the hour, 10:30. 10:45, Byron Andreas from Robert Andreas and Sons is going to be calling in to talk about how he helped a listener of the show, Jessica, out in Oak Park, enhance her concrete during the pandemic. And Bug Lady, Janelle Iacino, is calling in at 11 o'clock.
You actually said her name.
I said her name.
You did.
I've been practicing all the way
down.
You're
getting to be really professional.
I'm trying. Bethany in Glenview, I had the same challenge. I went into the office because I had to print something out. I shut her office down. And I'm sitting at my desk and I see all these ants popping up. I literally had to crush, you know, these little micro ants, right? Millimeters, one after the other. And I'm smacking them. I'm like, Janelle, get out here this week. So she's coming out. Bethany and Glenview had the same challenge. So I think the change in the weather has something going on. I want to ask her about all of the rodents and the pet, and not only the bugs, but I'm walking my dog at 6 a.m. and I'm seeing skunks, I'm seeing squirrels, I'm seeing hawks flying over. I want to see, with less cars on the road, right, you have less road homicide of all these
I don't know.
Critters.
I just seen a dead turkey by my house.
Okay, that's interesting. All right, happy Thanksgiving. And then we've got Pete from Greek Feast calling in at 11:15. He's the recipient of the Team Hochberg $1,000 essential worker food providing operation that we're given, and a special group that we're feeding this week. I'm going to announce at 11:15 that Pete's helping us take care of. But first, Joe, like we do, and then at 11:30 we're going to do the roundtable. But first, Joe, like we do every show, we ask Elwood, how many miles to Chicago, buddy?
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. That's where they got that Picasso.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
312-981-7200 is MegaPros call and text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We are here, Joe, to help all of our listeners navigate through the always changing, always, you know, sometimes it's challenging, other times it's more challenging than sometimes. It's 2 hours of laid-back, entertaining, informational radio. Please contact your friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors. Let them know about the show and ask them to tune in. Forgot to read this last week, Joe, and I just wanted to get this out there. 2 weeks ago, a week from this past Tuesday, so two Tuesdays ago, the medical staff at the VA in Minneapolis marked Sammy Nilva's 101st birthday before sending him home with his symptoms no longer requiring hospitalization for COVID-19. 101-year-old young man was in the hospital, in the VA hospital, due to COVID-19. He was born April 29th, 1919, during the Spanish flu pandemic. He served in World War II, owned and managed his own amusement business for over three decades, and survived brain surgery 18 months ago. So God bless Sammy Nilva. And happy 101st birthday. I thought we'd start out on a happy note up in Minnesota.
Do you want to live that long?
I don't know.
Yeah. Good question.
It's a great question. I'll let you know at 95. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call and text line. I got this email, Joe, as I get emails all the time, from Deb. Cool. Deb's on the phone with us now. Oh. Deb sent me this email. If you could bring her up, Sammy, on line six. There you go. Deb sent me this email, Joe. I need advice. It was about 2:30 yesterday. I just got laid off. from work this week. I had no idea it was coming, and I was totally unprepared. I will turn 65 next month, but don't have much money in retirement account, and I owe $130,000 on my FHA mortgage. I heard you talk about forbearance, this forbearance thing. Do I wait to see how things are go? Do I wait to see how things go, or do I try for that now? Any advice would be greatly appreciated. I'm devastated over the loss of my job, the confusion, and not knowing who to talk to just makes everything that much worse. So, Deb, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm holding myself together so far.
Right. You sent that email at about 2 o'clock yesterday, right?
Yeah. I listen to the show regularly, and it was, and I know, you know, you said you go to the website, send messages, and so I thought, no, nothing ventured, nothing gained. I didn't expect to hear back right away, if at all. I thought some internal look at this and either dump it or maybe something will get mentioned, but it was barely an hour or so later, and you called me. And I was shocked.
What did we talk about?
You told me get hold of my lender and tell them that I lost my job because of the COVID-19 and get in the forbearance program. So as soon as I called my lender. I went on, and they told me to go to the website and fill out a form, and somebody will get back to me within 5 days. So I did that right away, and
how do you feel?
One less thing to worry about.
Right.
I'm still stressed and don't know what I'm doing, and have a million other worries, but that's one huge thing that I don't have to worry about right now.
You had no idea that you were going to lose your job this week?
No idea at all. I was the only person doing what I was doing. I thought I was secure. I've been there 12 years. They had been telling us business was good, but evidently somebody lied.
Yeah.
But it came down to they needed one person in my department, and it was me, who's been there 12 years but doesn't have a four-year degree,
right,
or a guy that's been there for about 9 months that does.
Okay.
And they decided to keep the guy with the degree.
What is it that you do, in case any of our listeners are out there looking for somebody that is in need of your profession? What is it that you do? We'll do a shout out.
My title is engineering technician, but I primarily did a lot of AutoCAD work. I did wiring diagrams. I'm real familiar with MOSFET connectors and wiring and harnessing.
Okay.
That's pretty much what I am, and I can do board prototyping. I'm certified solder. I've got IPC certification.
Okay. I have no idea what any of that means, but I can build
you a circuit board from a handful of parts.
Okay. So is it a circuit board or a switching engineer?
Building circuit boards was one part of my job, but it was mainly doing wiring harness drawings and schematics.
So if anybody has any need for that type of work in your company right now, give me a call. You can call me at 855-56-DAVID. I'll hook you up with Deb. But Deb, what did you learn about the phone call, about the forbearance, right? And this is the most important thing. Deb used to dive under the coffee table when she heard my spots. And she told me that. But now she's not diving under the coffee table anymore. And one of the points in her email, Joe, and the reason I had Deb call, and I asked her to call, I said, listen, you're going to be helping other listeners out there who are afraid to call. Do I wait and see how things go, or do I try for that now in regards to the forbearance? What did I tell you in our conversation, Deb?
You told me go for it right now. Don't wait.
There you go.
So it gave you the confidence.
Right. And right. So yeah. And I followed up last night, and I followed up this morning, and I said, Are you still willing to share your story on the air? I know it's a little scary. She's like, I want other people to know, you know, that there is help out there, that what you say is actually you do, and don't be intimidated, and to pick up the phone and call. So that's why I wanted Deb to call. I'm very proud of you, Deb, by the way.
thanks. Right. I mean, sometimes I need a little pushing or bullying. Yeah.
No, it's okay. I had the Des Plaines fire department on call in case you blacked out here. But you know, for other people out there that are in your similar situation, what would you tell them about just calling and getting help? I didn't charge you anything for that call, did I?
No, not at all. And that, like I said, I was shocked you responded so quickly, and it was you in person, not an intern, not somebody that was just reading your messages for you. It was you.
Yeah, well, that's what we do, Joe. It's what this show is all about.
But you do excel in that arena. Meaning, I don't know if you can drive without talking on the phone.
Well, yeah, that's it's kind of difficult for me. You're walking or sleeping. But Deb, I got your back. We're going to stay in touch, and we're going to get through this. Okay, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, you have a great weekend, and thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling in, Deb. All right, we're going to take a quick break here, Sammy. 312-981-70. This show is here to help our listeners, Joe. These are troubling times. These are tough times. Job numbers just came out. 20 million additional of our brothers and sisters just lost their jobs. I mean, people are hurting right now. Deb didn't think she was going to lose her job. She didn't know what to do. So she gave us a call, and we gave her some direction. That's what the show is all about. We're here to help our listeners navigate through whatever challenges you're having. And coming up next, we have floor challenges with the floor expert, Mr. Igor Marak from Mr. Floor. We're going to talk about...
He doesn't need a last name. It's kind of like
Cher. It's just Mr. Floor Igor.
No, it's Igor.
Yeah, it's like Igor. She can lose the last name. It's very difficult to pronounce. All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. I am David Hochberg. That's Joe Hogle. We got Mr. Floor coming up. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Gosh, look, you know, we got calls from our listeners. Our listeners are amazing, Joe. We got texters texting in wanting to help Deb. We had a lady call in, job placement, that wanted to help Deb. I just wanted to offer my support to Deb. I wish I could give her a job. Her story brought tears to my eyes. Just want her to know she's not alone and she's courageous. Thank you to me. She has so many skills and knowledge, is so valuable. Joe, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, I do think that I might know somebody that can use her skills too.
Okay, well, again, there's 20 million of our brothers and sisters out of a job, according to our April numbers. Times are tough out there, and we're here to help. That's all we're doing. We're here to help. Igor Marak, how are you, Igor, Mr. Floor?
I'm doing great, David. Good morning, everybody. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, bud.
Good morning, Igor.
So wait a minute. Before we get going, I had two emails from two Marines, two different Marines. Not the military Marines, ladies by the name of Marine. Army Navy. No. Yeah. Maureen, not Marine. Okay. Just an FYI, I love Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaner. I used it numerous times, and we have had compliments from the quote unquote other two husband and son that live here. I've told everyone my mom is selling her home, and I washed the hardwood floors. Awesome. I think that is what sold her house. Laugh out loud. Hey, you never know. Thank you. Thank you. So thank you to Maureen for that kind email that I sent to you yesterday, Igor. You got it. So I just wanted to thank Maureen for that little note. And if you do send us notes, we do read it on the air if we can. So you had helped a show listener by the name of Norma up in Winnetka. That kind of rhymes. Norma in Winnetka.
Doesn't rhyme.
Well, it rhymes for me. Just go with it. Properly clean and sanitize her wood floors and countertops while she was at home during the quarantine. I didn't know that there was a proper way to clean a hardwood floor until I met you. And now I'm learning about the proper way to clean a countertop. So can you please explain to our listeners how you helped Norma? Because before Joe met you, he was still washing his hardwood floors with a bucket of hot water.
My grandma taught me. Polish grandma taught me.
Hot water and what? Vinegar?
Vinegar.
Vinegar and hot water. Yep. And Igor, the first time you said that, almost fell off his chair.
He's like,
he's like, what are you doing to my floor?
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. No, but that's the way old school used to clean floors.
Absolutely.
So what's a proper way to sanitize floors there, Igor?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fantastic question. It comes up all the time. You know, Norma called in, and she's one of dozens of clients that call us regularly. And, you know, the call volume has actually really picked up, you know, over the last couple of months since the quarantine, because people are spending a lot of time at home. They're not sure exactly what they should be doing. They don't want to clean their floors or their countertops or their tiles incorrectly for fear that they're going to damage, you know, their surfaces. But at the same time, they want to make sure that they're cleaning correctly and properly and, you know, sanitizing as much as possible. And so one of the things that we have been doing, and we wrote a very, very nice blog about it and really blasted it out to all of our Mr. Floor clients, but certainly anybody can go to MrFloor.com and go to our blog tab and really read up on this. But, you know, the CDC has really come out with some very, very clear guidance on how to properly maintain and sanitize surfaces in the home, especially with everybody, you know, on lockdown right now. And one of the things that that people need to understand, and one of the things that we're really kind of beating the drum very loudly on, is that you have to absolutely clean before you sanitize, meaning that you cannot effectively and properly clean any surface, whether it's a countertop or a wood floor or a vinyl floor, it doesn't matter what the surface is, if it's dirty. So in other words, you must absolutely clean that surface and then go over the top with whatever sanitizing product you want to use, whether it's a Lysol wipe or, you know, diluted, you know, spray bottle of isopropyl alcohol or bleach, you know, whatever the case might be. There's lots of products that you can use to sanitize. But in all cases, David, the recommendation right from the CDC is that you must clean the floors and surfaces properly before you sanitize. Otherwise, the sanitation just simply does not work.
Got it. And the hot bucket of water and vinegar, can you please just address that? Because I know a lot of our listeners are still using that old school way of cleaning their wood floors. What does that do? How much damage does it do to wood floors over time?
Yeah, and no disrespect to Joe's grandmother, Joe. You know, we love your grandma, but the old school way of doing it is really not the right way to do it, unfortunately. You know, wood and water just do not go well together. And again, at Mr. Floor, we're constantly educating our clients on the proper ways to maintain their floors, not to cause damage to their floors. And really, you know, many, many years ago, we developed, as both of you know, and many of your listeners know, we developed a fantastic line of cleaning product, and specifically our wood floor cleaner, which is a self-contained spray bottle that you simply spray directly onto the floor. You use a dry microfiber mop, and you basically wipe the floor. You can walk the mop up and down and remove all of the dirt and grime and debris and grease and everything that we accumulate over time, and then again, you can sort of sanitize that surface properly once you do that. But the biggest problem with a bucket of water and a mop is that you're introducing way too much water onto the floor. You're causing the floor to swell under the amount of water that actually sits on the surface. Not everybody that uses a bucket of water and a mop then goes back and wipes up the excess water, so you actually let that water sit on the floor, and floors begin to, again, swell. They begin to cause potential delamination to the coatings that are sitting on the surface. So it creates an entire host of problems that we then, unfortunately, all too often have to come out and solve for our clients, whether we're replacing those floors then or we're refinishing them. But, you know, you don't want to get into this very expensive repair scenario because you're not maintaining your wood floors correctly. So we're constantly educating our clients on the correct ways to do it. The easiest thing to do is just to go to MrFloor.com. We have a very, very easy online store option where you could purchase all of the cleaning products. WGN is a promo code that we have created for all WGN listeners, and specifically listeners to this show. So folks can log in and use the WGN promo code, get a very nice discount on their first order, really try the products and see what all the excitement's about.
All right, hang on. I'm going to put you on hold. We kind of went long with Deb the first segment, but I thought that was important. We have June in Hoffman Estates. We got Donnie out in the burbs looking for some questions for you to answer, Igor. So we're going to pick you up after the break. And then after that, we got Gary Novell. So we're going to get everything in for all of our listeners. 312-981-7200 is the call line. 312-981-7200 is also the text line. If you have any home improvement, any home remodeling, any type of wood challenges you want Igor to look at or Joe to look at, just send us pictures, text us pictures, 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200 while we bring up all of our callers here. Got another email from a lady by the name of Maureen. Not Maureen. Maureen. Again? A different one.
Maureen?
Maureen. Loves the show. Had a question about estate planning, so she called me to get the 411 on Schluter. So I'm like, he's a good guy. He does all of my stuff. Nice. He's helping me with a challenge right now, and he's amazing. So I'm like, give her a call. Blown away that I called her, and she has a recommendation that I talk slower. And I thanked her for listening. I thanked her for her recommendation, and then I made a recommendation that she listen faster.
But it's just going to make you talk longer.
I know. I'm only kidding. No, but I told her that we would read her email on the air, and I hooked her up with Dave Schluter. I connected them yesterday. She has some questions about estate plannings with trusts and everything. She wanted to know if Dave was part of our team here at Home Sweet Home Chicago. I'm like, he's great. I've known Dave for over 15 years, and he's an amazing real estate attorney.
He's doing all my stuff.
All your estate planning. He's great. So, Igor, we have June from Hoffman Estates. Thanks for hanging on. We're going to go to Donnie next, and then we got Gary Novell coming up. So, June, you have Mr. Thank you for calling into the show, June.
Hi.
You have Mr. Floor. What is your question?
I have hardwood floors. They're 23 years old, and they're throughout almost my first floor level. And I have gone to a local department store, and I purchased some rubber-backed rugs that I had laid down in my kitchen. And I've had the floor redone now twice, where it's been sanded and resealed and coated. But for whatever reason, these rugs now seem to have bled where I have laid them. And there's no rhyme or reason to it into the hardwood floor. They were red, kind of red rugs. And so I have different spotted areas of where these rugs have laid, like in front of my refrigerator, in front of my kitchen sink, and a place that really kind of blows my mind is on a kind of bar area that's in my kitchen where I have, you know, high stools next to, and they don't get any sunlight, they don't get any dampness. They seem to have now bled into that area as well. And I'm wondering if there's anything I can do to try and get those stains or that discoloration out of my flooring without having to completely redo my floors.
No pressure, Igor. That's a loaded one. Yeah. Go ahead.
So, June, thank you, first of all, for calling in. It's a very, very good question, and it's a very common problem, interestingly enough. We get calls like this regularly where, certain rugs or certain mats will leave an imprint or will leave a pigmentation on the floor. In some cases, it is on the surface, and it's something that can be cleaned off. In other situations where the pigment or the imprint has bled into the surface, into the polyurethane surface itself, unfortunately, the only way to really remedy that would be to refinish the floor, because you'd have to sort of machine all of that off the surface and kind of start over. But have you tried cleaning it with any products at all yet?
Well, when we wash the floors, no one has ever said not to do that. We use a flax soap when we do the floors, and obviously that hasn't taken it off.
Right. So. Well, I would encourage you to try before you go down the road of having the floors, braided or refinished in any way. Try the Mr. Floor Wood Floor Cleaner. The problem with flake soap is that it is not something that is designed to really remove pigmentation off the surface. As a matter of fact, it has a tendency to coat over and potentially make it harder to remove stubborn stains. So my recommendation would be, to go to MrFloor.com, purchase a bottle of our cleaner. As a matter of fact, David, with your permission, we'd like to maybe send a bottle.
Yeah, of course.
To this lovely lady and have her try it. and I'm sure you'll see some great results. And then you know, in the future, you can get more product.
There you go. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, June, because I got to get to Don, then I got to get to Gary, then I got to get to a break. Okay,
but all right,
we're going to send you. We're going to send you a complimentary bottle of Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaning product. So Sammy, pick her up, please, and get her information. We'll get that over to Igor after the show. Let's go to Don on line 3 for a question. Then we're going to jump over to Gary. Donnie, how are you?
Hey, David. Great show as always. You and your experts love it.
Thanks,
Quick
bud.
Quick question. We finished some construction on a house. We've laid all the paper down, but I'm sure when we pull everything up, there's going to be a lot of drywall dust. I don't know what we're supposed to do with it. Are we supposed to vacuum it, then Swiffer it, and then put Igor's product down, or I just need some advice here.
Good question, Don. Very, very typical after construction to have drywall dust and just other debris that gets caught underneath the protection that you've put down. So the recommendation definitely is to vacuum first. Try to vacuum up as much of that dust as you can, and then once all of that dust is off the surface, then you can spray down our cleaning product and then just use a flat microfiber mop to just go across the floor, and that should pick up the rest of the remaining debris or dust that may be there. One of the things that our product
mop, are you talking like a Swiffer, or is it something different?
You can absolutely use a Swiffer, but we would recommend the dry Swiffer rather than the wet Swiffer. So
correct.
Use our
product. Is there a mop you recommend for your product, or they're all the same?
Well, we highly recommend microfiber. As a matter of fact, you can get microfiber mops at your local store. We sell them on our website at MrFloor.com. There's no sort of magic sauce to the mop itself other than it should just be clean, and it should be a good quality microfiber.
All right.
All right, Donnie.
All right, guys.
All right, I'd send you a bottle, but you've got like 6 of them already. So, and Donnie loves it. So he keeps emailing, texting me, this is the greatest stuff in the world. If I could drink it, I would. Yeah. But don't drink it. It's not good for you that way.
Don't drink it, but clean your floors with it. That's for sure, Don.
All right.
I'll check with the president.
All right, so, okay, we're going to leave that alone. All right, so Donnie, thanks for calling, buddy. We're going to, Igor, thanks for calling in. We're going to have you call back at the bottom of the hour at 11:30, at the bottom of the next hour for our roundtable. And we've got more calls and more text messages coming in for you. So Igor's going to come back. We're going to go to Gary Novell. Gary, how are you, bud? Hang on. We're going to bring Gary up on line 3. Gary, how are you?
Hi, David. Good morning, Joe, and good morning, everyone.
Let's talk about this credit card company crushing our listeners by reducing their limits unexpectedly. What's going on with that? What are you hearing?
Yeah, Dave, I've heard about this happening for about the last month now, and you had brought it up earlier this week to me, so I did contact a couple bankers that I know in the credit card industry, and I was told that most banks nowadays, they're raising their minimum score to qualify for the higher loan limits, and they're doing this because of all the uncertainty going on with the job market nowadays, and they're trying to limit their liability. And, for example, a 650 credit score 2 months ago may have gotten you a limit of $5,000. Today, that 650 may only get you a $2,000 limit. With existing customers, you know how they always review your account once or twice a year, but now they're reviewing everybody's accounts right now. And when they do this, they look at your overall credit and your credit scores. And if you originally had that 650 score and they gave you a $5,000 limit, now, if your score is still 650, they can raise that score based on these new guidelines. And unfortunately, there isn't really anything you can do to prevent this, because like you said, banks can do what they want whenever they want, and they don't even have to tell you that they're doing it. But if you have seen this happen to you, I do suggest calling the bank, asking what happened and why they lowered your interest, lowered your limit if you haven't missed a payment and you've been a good boy handling the account for a couple years. And you should also let them know that your company has not been affected by the virus and you have been working like usual with no job interruption, still getting your paycheck regularly. Sometimes they hear that, they'll restore your limit to what it was previously. But because they don't know what's going on and it's not a level playing field across the country, every state is different, these companies, they don't know when you're going to go back to work. Will you have a job back when you go back to work? There's all these uncertainties now. So they're just protecting their own back, just like they did 10 years ago. And the kicker about this is when they lower your limit, that usually will raise your debt utilization, which will lower your credit scores.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a crazy situation. It's a tough situation right now, David, and it's hard to navigate if you're not sure what to do or what to say. So for any questions about this or on your credit, call me at 630-624-9557. If you want the absolute correct and honest answer to any of your credit questions, call me at 630-624-9557. Stay safe, everyone, and happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there, especially to my mom.
Yes.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
I've got and then think about this because I want an answer. I got to hit a break here, Gary, but when real quick, does a credit card company have to give consumers a certain amount of time before they lower it, or do they just lower it? Is there anything?
They could have lowered your limit on your credit card since the show started.
Oh wow! So there's no and there's
a
no
lot of
like
times people don't even realize it that anything has happened until they go out and try to make a purchase and they get denied.
So there's no 30-day notice for
nope.
no. Wow, that's
no.
Are you seeing that when you're trying to get somebody a mortgage?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The same thing, right?
Our consumers, our borrowers are telling us, our credit card company just let us know that they knocked me down from 5 to 2, and now you've got a...
But, I mean, is the qualification harder to get
well,
a mortgage?
Well, it affects the scores, Joe. That's yeah. how, that's
oh,
how
I
it
see.
Hurts it.
Okay,
yeah, if you start reducing consumers' availability, it
sure.
could crush their credit score and knock them into a lower credit score, which will put them into a higher rate. And I'll just say this before we go to break. To our listeners out there, remember these credit card companies that are doing this to you today, because these are the same credit card companies that are going to be coming back to you when we get through this. And we will get through this, begging you for, you know, to open up more credit cards. So let's not forget the people that are doing things to us today when they come back to us to try to be nice to us after all of this fog is cleared. Just remember, right? That's all I'm saying.
I do that on a daily basis.
I do that on a daily basis,
you know,
too. That's all I got to say. All right, we
know
got
who your friends are.
Gary, thank if people want to, if our listeners want to reach you, phone number quick.
630-624-9557 for any questions.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We got Byron Andreas from Robert Andreas & Son, the concrete expert, coming up after these messages. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com.
Another day in the park. I think it was
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Thank you to... I don't know the lady's name, but a listener called, Cynthia called, and to help Deb out. And I called Deb during the last break and told Deb to call Cynthia because Cynthia, a listener, thought that she could help Deb get a job. Okay. So there you go. So I will follow up and we'll see where that goes. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's MegaPros call and text line. I'd like to welcome Byron Andreas from Robert Andreas & Son. How are you, Byron?
Very good, David. Been a beautiful day, sunny day, a little cold out, but yeah, everything's good.
41 degrees. It was 41 degrees as I was driving in, according to my car.
It felt really warm, though, right?
It felt great.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is shorts and a T-shirt weather for us here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as the sun's out, you're ready to go. My, I was thinking, because I knew you were coming on the show, is 41 degrees acceptable to pour concrete outside, or is that too cold?
No, absolutely. This time of the year, springtime and fall are the best times to pour any concrete because what you want is the concrete. We want the concrete to cure and dry slower as possible. And this weather is perfect. With the 40 degrees, it's going to get up to 57 today. But it's when it's 30 degrees, 32 degrees and below, you do not want to pour any concrete. We'll pour all the way to December 1st. Easy into December, as long as the ground doesn't freeze. There's a couple rules in concrete for pouring in weather. It's the temperature. If it's above 32, we add calcium chloride in there to help it set up faster in the fall and early spring. But then it's when the ground, in the winter time, like December, when the ground starts freezing, then I'm pretty much shut down for residential. But we still do industrial commercial work, and then at night we'll have to cover. If it goes below 32, we'll have to cover with thermal blankets, in which we do for all our city work and our industrial work. But residential, pretty much, my rule of thumb is Thanksgiving is pretty much what I tell customers. But I've gone into December with it, but I really don't like to go in too far after the once it goes below 32, because once the ground starts freezing and thawing, that's when you have that concept of the concrete moving on you, which it does. And the cure time, and a cure time for concrete is usually 28 days by rule. But I tell customers, we do a driveway, you're not driving it. You can walk on it the next day. That's a question I get. When can we go on? I say, you can walk on it the next day, but on a driveway or garage floor, you're not driving on it for at least 7 to 10 days. So that's pretty rule of thumb. But this time of the year is perfect time. Spring and fall are the best. And we pour all year round. And now it's concrete has came so far advanced that even in the summer when it's in the 90s and stuff, we had additives to help it cure, to pour it so it doesn't set up as fast as so we can work with it, too. Because if you notice, some guys, I've did a lot of estimates from customers, said, well, look at what happened. These guys, it was in the summer, and it was real hot out, and I think how come this doesn't look like the other part when they started? Because it set up on them. It got too fast, and they lost it. They lost the concrete working it. So that's real important when you're pouring consistently. If you've got the right mix, which we use Ozinga Ready Mix, and we use a 6.1 IDOT mix, which is a state mix. And I use that for all my city work and all my state work, and I carry it into my residential because they test that concrete. Every plant Ozinga has that morning, they'll test that batch at 6.1 IDOT mix because Illinois Department of Transportation. It's a special mix. It's a little bit above a six-bag, 4,000 PSI mix. And they test it with the test cylinders. So I know my concrete coming out of Ozinga, any plant that I order from, is very consistent. And I've been using that for over 20 years.
You know why I asked him that question?
I don't know.
Because I made it back and forth to the bathroom. In the time that he started in, I took a shower.
I
was very good. So, Mike, and you did that in one breath. So, hold on. All I asked was what temperature, and we learned all about the history of concrete.
Too smart. It just comes pouring out of him.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'll give you the correct answers and the right answers.
My God.
That's,
I mean,
that's what Andreas and son does.
How long? I mean, your father started the business how many years ago?
Oh, my dad started a business. He was in business with his brothers in the 50s, but in 58 or 50, I think it was 57, 58, they broke up, and all the brothers, my uncles, went on their own. My dad was a brick mason, but he went into the concrete business. So he started this in the late 50s, and then my two older brothers, I'm the youngest out of two brothers. My older brother, Bobby, just retired last year. My brother, Brad, went to Washburn Trade School, and he's the one that really taught me everything about concrete. Plus my dad and my uncles were all in the business, so it's very knowledgeable. We've been in a family-owned business growing up, and my sister Debbie runs my office. My daughter.
All right, hang on. I know Debbie's in the office. You got your daughter. Hang on. I got Joe. I got somebody. We got two callers. We got to get to in the next minute and a half. All right, Joe from Lamont. You got a question for Byron? Byron, you got 30 seconds to answer Joe's question. Joe, go.
Byron, Joe from Lamont. I hear Andreas and Sons are real good from the neighbors around here that you've done work for. Actually, excellent work. Well, I got a problem. I got a patio in the back, this concrete patio, approximately 20 by 20 concrete. It's been there for 35 years. It's in pretty good shape. I just need a new topping on it. Do you do that? Do you cover it and give a finished topping on it? Can you do that?
Well, Joe, no, we're not in the business of doing the top. We are a company that we tear out and replace. What you're looking at is doing epoxy coating or an overlay. And there's other companies out there, and we don't specialize in that. And that's something you have to give somebody else a call. But if you can give us a call, it's 708-863-5735, and we can recommend a couple companies out in that area. So, but basically, we're a tear out and replace.
Okay, I also have a concrete pad that I want poured, too, broken out and poured also. So if you can give me a quote on it, I could call you. I got your card. I'll call you after your show's over, and we'll get together. Is that okay?
Yeah, that'd be great. Just give us a call at 708-863-5735.
All right. Hey, Joe, do you have hardwood floors in your house there in Lamont?
Yes, I do.
All right, we're going to send you a Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaning product as a sample for hanging on that long. And our caller from... The other caller hung up, but we got to hit a break. So hang tight, Joe. We're going to send you some hardwood floor cleaning product. Byron, yes. If our listeners want to reach you, you got 30 seconds to give your phone number. How do they reach you, buddy?
You can reach us at Robert Andreas and Sons at 708-863-5735 or at andreasconstruction.com.
All right, you're going to call back at the bottom of the hour at 11:30 and join us for the roundtable, right, bud?
Absolutely. I'll be here.
All right. Thanks for calling in. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Some Mega Pros call and text line. We're going to take a quick break. We have Janelle Iacino, the Bug Lady from Rose Pest Solution calling at the top of the hour talking about ants. I also want to talk to her about all the rodents running around, Joe. You know, there hasn't been a lot of car homicides of squirrels and
I
skunks.
I just told you about the turkey.
I'm telling you. We're going to be talking about all this after the break. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago. WGN David. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago. David Hochberg, your host. Joe Hogle, my co-host. How are you, Mega Pros, Joe?
Good. Everything's great, right? And
yeah.
The show's going good. I just had a beautiful
Euro.
Greek quesadilla.
Greek quesadilla from Greek Feast. Pete will
Incredible.
Be calling in. In about 15 minutes, we have a special treat.
How can we get anything better than
Dude,
right now?
It's pretty good. Other than if we could get through this virus, it would be better. With everybody getting back to work,
I'm
that would be better.
For right now.
Right. But first, Judy Hogle. It can't get any better.
Oh, my God. It
Your
just
wife.
Got better.
How are you, Judy Hogle?
Fine. How are you? Happy Saturday, David.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you so much.
I know it feels like
sweet of you.
I know it's only 38 and feels like 50, but congratulations to you and Joe over here on your anniversary.
I appreciate it. He's Mr. Wonderful.
Oh, yeah, he is. I've got something special. It was my anniversary last weekend, Joe, and I sang to my wife, and I just want to sing to, I just want to get, because her favorite song, ironically, is the same song as my wife. So this is for you, Judy.
Okay.
All right? It's her favorite song, Joe. It's her favorite song.
Why?
Chills, they're multiplying.
That's David's wife laughing.
Yeah, I'm not going to sing it twice.
It's multiplying.
So, it's, yeah. Happy anniversary, Judy. All the dogs.
Dude, how do you feel now?
Thank you.
Do you feel okay?
I feel really special.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, she's laughing just as loud, even louder than my wife. Because she knows she has to go home to you. All right, so happy anniversary, Judy. Love you.
Thank
you. We'll talk
Love
to you soon.
You.
All right, 312.
Okay, bye-bye, honey.
Take it easy. 312-981. See you later. 312-981-7200. That will lead into Janelle.
I hope I get something special.
I'm sure you'll get a lot something special tonight. Janelle, how are you?
Hi, guys. I'm
hey,
great.
Janelle.
The sun's out. It's beautiful. Ants are everywhere.
What is going on? if this is your first time listening to the show, this is Janelle Iacchino. Well, we hope you're enjoying it. This is Janelle Iacchino from Rose Pest Solutions. And I know that Bethany from Glenview called you about these little ants. And they're like less than a millimeter. I mean, they're tiny.
Yeah.
So we
they're
had
tiny.
Those.
Yep. Yeah.
And they're all over my office. So you're coming out this week to kill them for me. But what is happening?
Good.
I mean, I know we haven't been to the office in a couple of weeks. But where do they come from? All of a sudden, the weather gets nicer and they're all over the place. What's going on?
It's just the right combination of things. So we had some spikes in temperatures, and then we had some rain, and that's the perfect cocktail to flood out underground colonies. They're coming from the ground. That's where most bugs come from, unless they're flyers. But the rain flooded them out. And it got cold again, and they're seeking shelter in our homes because it's warm. There's more food crumbs everywhere for them to take advantage of. I know everybody's been eating in rooms of their house that they normally don't eat in now that they've been shut in. So ants are just taking advantage basically of like the perfect cocktail of weather conditions and the fact that food sources are readily available in our homes.
So Bethany from Glenview had this challenge. What did you do to help her eradicate these little ants? You know, and they're not the carpenter ants, Joe. You know, the blueberry
ants.
We
legs. Had them, and we also use Rose. So, Janelle, you had to treat my house three or four times in a row.
Yeah. And sometimes they can be a species of ant that is just rather difficult. There are some species, like there's one called an odorous house ant that's known for making super colonies. And I'm talking like upwards towards like 40,000 ants in a single colony.
Great.
And they're so teeny tiny. But yeah, so basically with Bethany's situation, it wasn't just like the first time she saw them. This has been a recurring issue every year at this time of year. They'll they'll pop out, and then they'll kind of subside, and then they come back, and she thinks she gets rid of them by spraying some stuff by the window, and then they come back, and it's like, look, this is going to keep happening. This is called pest pressure, and what we do is we push those pressures back into nature where they belong and protect the house from invasions like this. So we got her on our quarterly program. It's the Healthy Home Maintenance Program. It's our most popular residential service. It's guaranteed all year round. So no matter what the weather's doing, no matter what species of ant it is, the four visits a year will take care of preventing any kind of pest issue. And if anything pops up in between the services, it's free for us to come back and address it. So it's the best bang for the buck. She's never been happier. It was so fast, and we knocked them down super fast. And now, for the rest of the year, she's not going to have to deal with it. So,
can I ask you about another challenge that we're having up in my suburb, up in Northbrook in the North Shore? Are the skunks. So I used to...
Oh, my gosh.
No, wait a minute. I take my dogs for a walk at 6 in the morning. I got two of them. And there was literally a skunk sitting on a lawn chair with a bagel and a schmear and a coffee, just lounging.
Funny, in your neighborhood,
in my neighborhood,
skunk would even have a bagel.
Well, of course. Well, what other neighborhood would you have a bagel and a schmear? It would be in Northbrook. Exactly. It would be the top 10. I mean, just lounging at 6 in the morning. No, I got one like dog that'll rip your face off and the other one that'll lick you to death. Not scared of anything. Just literally sitting, just sitting there digging up the little whatever the heck they dig up. And this thing was the size of two basketballs, okay? Black basketballs with the white stripe on. This thing was ginormous. Now, you don't have as many cars on the road as we used to. And, you know, the vehicular homicide.
Here's David's theory,
That's my theory.
But this is your theory.
Is it true that we're not knocking off as many of the skunks are getting hit by cars, and they're just getting fatter because people are not going out on the roads? Or is that completely off the wall?
I think that could be one thing.
Okay, there. See?
And that's part of it. But I had a personal experience with a skunk recently. I took a walk. I had my mask on. Took a walk and tried to go down to the lakefront as far as I could because I'm in the city.
Right.
And, you know, they closed the lakefront path. And I like to go for walks and bike rides on that. But they have it all blocked off. There's cops sitting there and watching so that people don't go near the beaches and stuff. So I was literally just watching, kind of like scanning the area, and here comes this giant skunk. Yeah. And this thing was so happy. There was no human around. And it was just like bounding and leaping, just like running through fields. Like it needed some kind of music to it.
Yeah.
You guys both know cartoon skunks.
It's probably the same skunk. He's probably having breakfast in Northbrook and then taking a run down Dundee to the lake.
Yeah, let me see the lake.
He's like, I got nothing to do. He's like, I'm gonna have my bagel with the schmear with the coffee in Northbrook at 6 in the morning, and then I'm gonna haul down to where Janelle lives. This thing's the size of a small dog.
Yeah.
So
literally, like, it's just like with the rat issue in the city, because there's not as many humans in places. Nature is literally kind of coming closer, and there's not humans to scare them off. So it's this constant battle of humanity versus nature. We always talk about, you know, brand new construction houses for new homeowners. You know, they end up with mouse issues, and it's a brand new house, and they're shocked. Well, it's because you've literally unearthed their natural habitat, and now they don't know where to go. So this is where our expertise comes in. We balance out that pull between nature and humanity, and we make things comfortable for your own environment, not to mention healthy, sanitary, and safe for everybody inside the house.
We got to take a quick break. We're going to keep you on the line here for the roundtable at the bottom of the hour. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you? We have a couple of text questions for you as well when you come back. How do they reach out to you?
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
All right. Special shout out to you, Janelle. We're going to take a quick break. We've got Pete coming in from Greek Feast. We just had his food, Joe. Phenomenal. Forget about it. And I'm going to eat his baklava, which is, forget about, unbelievable. It's his mom's recipe. We're going to talk about, he's helping Team Hochberg feed essential workers this week. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Remember, if you want
want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Before we bring on Pete, you got a special call here from, we don't want to do that. Bring on line two. What is going on here? My God. All right, so he's going to bring on line two and put on line seven back on hold. All right, so I got a text message, Joe. I had somebody call me. Can't make everybody happy, right? I get a message, hey, you're doing a really good thing, you know, with this $1,000. Thanks for doing it. Way to go. Kudos to you. And then I get one right after that. Hey, why are you taking care of essential workers? Essential workers are working. They're getting a paycheck. You should take care of people that aren't working. I'm like, come on, for the love of God. Mm-hmm. You know, we are taking care of people who aren't working. All right. We're taking some of the food to a food bank, a food pantry. And we have, before I bring Pete on from Greek Feast and from Moraine Township Food Pantry is calling in because we brought sandwiches to your food pantry last week. Is that correct, Ann?
Yes, and our visitors to the pantry were extremely grateful for WGN partnering with Once Upon a Bagel to make this possible.
Yeah.
We can give out some basics, but we can't do treats like a bagged lunch for residents.
So this week we're teaming up with Pete at Greek Feast. The first week was Viaggio's, the second week was Josh's, third week was Vicenzo's. Vicino's Pizza. The fourth week was Greek Feast. Now we're doing, Greek Feast is this week. We're doing the grill last week was grill. Grill House was last week. Now is Greek Feast. These are all restaurants within 7 to 10 miles. It's not even miles, 7 to 10 minutes of my house. I can walk there in 10 minutes. But, you know, Steve Geffen's a neighbor of mine. He owns Once Upon a Deli, Once Upon a Bagel. So, we had extra. We took care of the Winnetka police last week, and there was some money left over. Steve's like, what about the food pantry? Would you mind? I'm like, hey, let's take care of the food pantry. And your participants at the food pantry, and big hit, right?
Yeah, Linda Contreras, our food pantry coordinator, said that the visitors to the pantry were really surprised and so appreciative when she was able to give them a bagged lunch to the food to cook for their families for the next week.
Well, there you go. I'm glad you called in. So for the listener out there that got angry with me, slow your roll, okay? I don't see, I'm trying to do a nice thing here. $1,000 a week to family-owned local restaurants to give them a little boost. Okay, I'm trying to take care of my local guys first,
and then you pick the target,
and then we go out and take care of the essential workers. And in this case, we had some money. We're going to do the food pantry, and I had talked to my assistant Vanessa, who helps me coordinate this. I'm like, get me a list of all the food pantries, and let's see if we can't take care of those guys as well. And so.
What you're doing is great, and you're doing an amazing job, and you're really helping a lot of people who are trying to struggle through this crisis without the resources to manage it.
Well, thank you for calling in and letting us know that. So, and you're doing God's work there, Ann.
Thanks to you. Thanks to WGN, and thanks to Once Upon a Bagel. It was a real treat for our pantry clients.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in and sharing that. Now we're going to head over to Pete. Now we're going to head over to Pete, who runs Greek Feast, who's at the corner of Dundee and Finkston. Again, literally less than 2 miles from my house.
Hang on. We have a lot of friends with restaurants.
It's tough to maintain this body that I have right here, Joe, with not having friends that own restaurants. Pete, how are you, buddy?
David, how you doing?
Dude, I had the Greek, he called it Greek quesadillas, Joe.
Oh, yeah, it was delicious.
That's our pita press.
Forget about it. I'm telling you right now, delicious. And then we got Joe Brand, who's like a vacuum cleaner in the newsroom. I gave him some chicken wings, and Joe like devoured those. He's like, where are the other 14 of them? Because he usually pops down 20 at a time, and I only gave him six. I know he's a growing boy. And he loved the food. Right, so
thank you.
Yeah,
thank
and you. And I had the baklava. It. Joe, you there? Joe, you paying attention?
Yeah, I'm here.
I said you guys wolfed down six chicken wings, and you're like, where are the other 14? And Pete is the guy that made them for you. Would you like to give your review of Peter's chicken wings?
I ate them so quickly, I had to make sure I had to get the bones out of my throat. I mean, they were that appetizing. I couldn't eat them quicker enough.
Oh, there you go. All right, now go back
quicker enough.
More quickly.
Don't change. We're going to get an English lesson after the next break. Leave the guy alone. Go back to get me some highlights on Korean baseball. I love that.
Okay.
All right, take care, buddy. So, Pete, what are you doing? How has this pandemic impacted your business?
First and foremost, David, we want to say thank you, and we appreciate your generosity in helping our business, frontline workers, and everything. It's a great thing that you're doing,
and we
really appreciate that. As far as what we're doing to stay open, we are doing curbside. We have been lucky enough to have that walk-up window that we've had that we haven't used since we opened because it gets too busy to get to, but that's our only source of income now.
Yeah.
We are doing delivery, and then in the next couple of weeks, the next 2 to 3 weeks, we are working on a new menu just to add some new like home dishes, like what mom makes at home or my dad, just to be able to feed and try to do some family packs just to be able to get, for groups of 4 to 5 people to be able to eat like how we ate at home.
The food's amazing. I had the baklava. It's grandmother's recipe, Joe. Forget about it.
My mom still makes it at home. You know, she doesn't make it here because we sell so much, and she can't handle the volume. But that's her recipe. So
it's butter. It's butter and sugar. Okay, and it just disintegrates in your mouth. It's so good.
Well,
I got to have another piece.
Right?
I'm having yours. I offered you a piece. You didn't want it. So I'm going to have to eat yours. Yeah. All right. So this week, Pete, we have a special group of essential workers that we're going to help. And I talked to Commander Molo, Angelo Molo. He is the Illinois State Police District Chicago is who we're going to feed this week. These are the patrol officers that patrol the Edens, the Kennedy, the Eisenhower, the Stevenson, the Dan Ryan, I-57, Bishop Ford, and I-394. We're going to be taking care. They have a facility, a command center, if you will, in Des Plaines, which is 20 minutes from my house, 15 minutes. So I'm going to pick up 40 sandwiches from Pete's shop on Tuesday. I'm going to take it down to Commander Molo, drop it off there. And then all the men and women, patrol men and women, are going to stop in between 11 and 3 in their squads to get a sandwich on their,
cool. I get it.
You know, when they take their lunch or dinner breaks, if you will, because I guess it's a shift change or something like that. So I want to thank Pete for helping me take care of the Illinois State Police that patrol those areas. And then next week, Commander Molo hooked me up with the commander that patrols out and downers and the toll road crew. Okay, so we're going to take care of, I haven't contacted that commander yet, but I'm going to find a restaurant out in the downers area to take care of those guys and gals that keep our toll roads and the west suburban area safe. So, Pete, special shout out to you, buddy. I appreciate it. And the officers of the Illinois State Police are looking forward to your lunch. And just wanted to put a shout out to you and to thank you for helping me feed our essential workers, my friend.
We can't thank you enough. And the community, our customers, I think we have the best customers in the world that have supported us through these rough times. You know, it's been tough times, but you know what? They've been very supportive. And David, we can't thank you enough, for doing this.
I'll tell you what, with food like that and the service that you provide, and more importantly, your mom and grandma making that baklava, you're not going anywhere. That's all I got to say. I'm just telling you right now. All right, your address real quick before we hit the break, Pete. Where are you located?
It's 2784 Dundee Road in Northbrook. We're on the northeast corner of Finkston and Dundee.
Yeah, a converted Shell station, if you could believe that. He did a great job.
Was it really?
Yeah. Renovated an old Shell station. Pete, thanks, brother. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
Good afternoon and welcome back. Well, I guess it's still morning. Joe, you know what time it is? No. It's time for the great grocery giveaway. We're giving away $200.
Again?
We got one week left.
You're doing it again?
We have 1 week left.
All right.
We got everybody qualifies. You can still qualify. We have a $200 winner right here. We are pleased to announce the 19th winner of a $200 gift card. Ready? Ready for it? Wait for it. Katie Barr of Lombard. Subject to verification, I have to say that. Tune in to Bob Surratt on Monday for the last $200 card that he'll be giving away, because next Saturday we're doing the grand prize, the Caputo $4,800 grand prize giveaway right here. You still have time to register. I don't know what you're waiting for. Get on it right now, WGNradio.com/contests for a chance to win. What do we have? Five more $200 gift cards this coming week from Team Hochberg. And then next Saturday, they're going to give it out Monday on Bob's show, Tuesday, John, Wednesday, Anna, Thursday, Roe, Friday, G, and then the grand prize here. The grand prize here on Saturday. All right, let's put Byron on hold until we get ready to go to Byron. And then we have, just go to WGNradio.com/contests. Thanks to Caputo's. If you want a mortgage, give us a call, 855-56-DAVID, or visit Caputo's website, sponsored by Angela Caputo's Fresh Market. 7 locations. Find one near you at, and look up their locations and shop at Caputo's.com. So thanks to the Caputo family for doing that, and looking forward to announcing grand prize winner next Saturday. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Now, this portion of the show is the roundtable, where we bring everybody back on. Let's bring on Igor. Let's bring on Janelle. Let's bring on...
Janelle has a lot of questions here.
Janelle's got a ton of questions. Right. And we're just going to fire through them here. Are we ready? Byron, you there?
I'm here, Dave.
All right, Igor, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, I know Janelle's still there because she just can't go anywhere without talking about bugs, so she's not going anywhere. So here we go. Here we go. You ready? We're going to start out with this one. Please don't need Korean baseball. Somebody doesn't like the Korean baseball quotes. I love them. Keep them up there, Joe. Keep them up, buddy. I mean, Baskin-Robbins, 31 flavors. Can't make everybody happy. All right, so here we go. Igor, can I use your product without using the microfiber or dust first? Donnie had a similar question, but this came in before Don called in the show. So 773, Igor, can I use your product without using the microfiber to dust first before cleaning?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, David, a lot of our clients will do spot cleaning using our product. They'll spritz a small area, they'll grab a paper towel, and they'll wipe that area down, and you'll be shocked as to how much debris and dust and grime comes off the floor just in a small spot, single area.
All right, 708, right after that one. Can I use Lysol wipe on my wood floor after I clean with Mr. Floor Cleaner, which I love, by the way? Can the bleach damage the floor? I know you're teeing up that question. You're frothing at the mouth for that one. 708.
Excellent question. Comes up a lot, especially during these quarantine times. So the short answer is yes. Bleach is an extremely aggressive, acidic product, and it can actually damage certain coatings. So it really depends on what type of coating is on that wood floor. Our recommendation is to use it, but use it sparingly, and actually try it maybe in the corner or in a closet first to make sure that it's not going to cause damage to your coating. But certainly, as we mentioned earlier in the show, clean the floors with our cleaning product first, then go ahead and use the disinfecting wipes, because they're going to be much more effective over a clean floor rather than a dirty floor if you do it in that order.
Okay, and if our listeners want discounted cleaning products on their first order, they go where and put what promo code?
So they can visit www.mrfloor.com and put in the promo code WGN, and that'll get them a nice discount to get started with using the products. And really, we're very confident they're going to love it, and it'll really help a lot, especially in these times, to make sure that their floors and counters and tiles and all the other surfaces in their home are nice and clean.
All right, 847, David, I contacted Republic Bank, Sherry at Republic Bank, to get a home equity line. It was done in 3 weeks. I don't need it yet, but took your advice just to secure one just in case of emergencies. This lady is a psychiatrist and wants to call in to talk about mental health issues, which I would love to do, and I will set it up with her.
With you and me, though?
That's, yes. Well, it would be a session with you and I.
Troublesome.
Yeah, and we need more than an hour. 773, I don't know anything about SBA loans, disaster relief funds, so that's, you know, this isn't the show for that, but I'll try to get somebody on that knows something about that. 630, David, nice that you help. That's why I listen. I have the hardwood floor cleaner from Mr. Floor. Great product. The bug lady helped with my mini ants. Great service. Only problem, I can't tolerate Illinois anymore. Taxes, etc. Moving soon. Vince from St. Charles. Well, thanks for listening nonetheless. Joe, we got a text message here from a lady sent in a picture. A listener sent in a picture. I know it's a lady because of her name. A Swan brand white granite kitchen sink purchased a year and a half ago. It's stained. How do I clean it? What do you recommend?
So if it is a Swanstone product,
yeah,
chances are it can be buffed out. The other thing she's asking is to seal it afterwards. There might be a specific sealer. You're best checking with them, or call MegaPros and I'd get you in direct contact.
What Swan brand?
It's a Swanstone brand.
It's a specific brand. It's like GMC sells Chevys and stuff like that. Is that?
It's a man-made product.
Oh, so man-made
it's mixed
product
with granite. That kind
okay. Okay. So can you clean that? You can clean that. Just
I think she has to actually buff out that stain. I'm pretty positive.
If our listener doesn't want to buff out that stain, is that a service, or do you know somebody that could do that for her?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Yeah. But that is a DIY.
I think so.
Okay.
But I would let her walk through it with one of my service techs.
Okay. And that's a tough picture that she sent us. We
it
really
is.
Can't
it
get
really
a good view. But keep sending the pictures to 312-981-7200. That's how we check out all of your challenges that you have around your house. Okay, we don't want to do that. We'll send that out. Okay. Question about concrete, Byron, 630. Can you replace the black padding stuff in between your cement? How and where do you get it from? Thanks, Gina.
Okay, that is expansion, what they're talking about, and it's placed in when you pour the concrete. Yes, that can be, you have to clean that out, and you'll have to go to Menards or Home Depot, and you have to get a backer rod. It's a foam, and you'll fill that space in there. After you clean it out of the old expansion, and you put a backer rod in there, then you want to get a polyurethane caulk, and you'll caulk the top of it. And that's pretty much what has to be done for that situation. The expansion, when we put in there, it lasts about 5 to 8 years, and then it deteriorates because of weather.
Is that something that our listeners can do easily on their own?
Yeah, it's something they could do, but if they, you know, if they don't feel comfortable doing it, we can do that too, and just give us a call at 708-863-5735.
All right, we've got 847. Does your bug expert have any suggestions regarding stink bugs?
Absolutely. The best time of year to treat for those is when crops come down in the fall, because the ones that you're seeing now are coming out of the woodwork literally as the sun is warming the south and west sides of the house, and they're going to continue to emerge because they've been hiding out dormant in the wall void. So we can absolutely do a treatment on the outside of the house to kill them as they emerge, and then we can spot treat around windows and doors too to help any of them that are kind of coming out to the and pushing into the interiors of the home. But all of that is covered under that same program I was talking about earlier, the Healthy Home Program. Ants, centipedes, those stink bugs, box elder bugs, Asian beetles, it's all covered. So it's the best thing.
What and we have a text message right behind that one, 773. How much for the 4-visit plan that you and Joe were talking about earlier in the show?
We can give you a free quote. It's all customized, but typically for the year, and we do give prepaid discounts too. If you pay for everything up front, we give you a 5% off deal. So, but it's around probably $600 for the year, I would say.
All right.
But we'll give you a free quote. We can give you an accurate quote over the phone.
Phone number?
1-800-GOT-PEST. Or request a quote online at rosepestcontrol.com.
Joe, you want to throw something?
I do want to say something. Janelle, I can call you the next day and say, well, those bugs are still here. And you'll walk me through, meaning there's no additional charge.
Right.
So any of those things. Right, it's all covered, yeah.
Yep.
All right. And we have Gina in Woodridge has a question for Byron. Gina?
You know, he just answered my question because I texted you earlier and I didn't know if you got it. It's about the filling in between the crack.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted to ask Janelle a question also about chipmunks. Because they are terrible.
I hate them.
They go
traps.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Is there anything you could do to deter the chipmunks?
Eats chipmunks? Well, hang on.
We'd have to individually analyze, but yes, there is something that we can do. We can control the populations by live trapping them, basically. They're not like mice in that they are fur-bearing animals. They're, you know, so we can't use the same type of a product that we would use on a mouse or anything like that, but we do live trap them. We've run into a lot of situations where they're digging in people's flower beds. They'll dig up pavers, and they'll even go underneath driveways. They can do a lot of damage.
I'm going to call Byron because they made my sidewalk crooked from digging underneath the sidewalk, actually. So, they're terrible.
Well, hang on. Janelle, what eats a chipmunk?
Alligators.
I know alligators, but I don't have a lot of water by me. What eats a chipmunk?
Predatory birds.
Well, I gotta get some of those.
Big hawks.
Yeah, big hawks.
And owls.
I gotta get some owls, too. Okay, there you go.
Neighborhood cats. All right.
Hey, Gina, hang on. We're going to send you a hardwood floor, a Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning product. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Byron Andreas. We're going to come back with Igor. Mic just went dead. There you go. You turn my mic off. Byron Andreas, Igor Marak, and Janelle, the Bug Lady Iachino, after these messages.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. The challenge with chipmunks, Joe, is that there are so many of them that you literally need a battalion of hawks, if that's even what they're called, a herd, a breed.
Only one alligator. If you do get an alligator,
if you do it right, one alligator. Sure, I'm sure I'll have to check with Northbrook
crocodile.
Yeah, crocodile, whatever it is. 312-981-7200. Gloria Antioch, you have a flooring question for Mr. Floor. Thanks for calling the show.
Yes, I do. I have a hardwood floor that is fading. Like bleached out or from the sun by the window. And I'm wondering if there's anything that can be done with them. I do want to get them out to clean the floor for me, and I'm just wondering what I need to do with, if there's anything that can be done without completely refinishing it.
Byron?
Yeah, I ask to do this quite often, where, you know, people don't want to necessarily go through the full refinishing, which in some cases, that's really the only way to restore the floor back to its, original new condition. But in some cases, if it's sun damage, you know, we do have an intermediate process where we can actually come in and buff the floors and reseal them. And in many cases, we can restore the top coating to the point where we can give the floor a little bit more vibrancy and more or less seal in some of the sun damage that has occurred. If the floor is lifeless or maybe the floor is, looking a little bit tired, in many cases that can be solved with just a deep cleaning process, which we also offer. And, again, I would encourage everybody to go to MrFloor.com and take a look at all of the products and services that we offer. And, you know, we'll be happy to schedule a time and come out and visit with you and take a look at the floor and see what the best approach might be.
Gloria, we're going to send you a Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning product sample, okay?
Okay, thank you. I have another because I have a kitchen floor.
Sure.
That is also what is this? A Pergo, and what do they call? What's the brand?
Laminate.
Anyway, thank you, laminate. And I have a feeling I didn't. I'm wondering if I could get that restored in some way too, because it's so dull. It's supposed to be look like stone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Igor.
So if I get
yeah. I have to tell you, you know, in most cases, you know, laminates are extremely durable. They can break down over time. You know, the top coating can break down. But in many cases, it's really, it's a maintenance issue. And depending on, you know, certain cleaning products that you may have used over time, what can happen is there could be a coating or a residual, you know, basically a leftover oily surface really that sits on the floor and actually looks very, very dull. In most cases, you can remove that. And again, we have a laminate and vinyl cleaner that's absolutely perfect for that type of a scenario. So I would encourage you to try that as well. And just, again, it's a spray and a wipe. It's all self-contained. Very, very easy. It will not leave anything behind. And if there is that oily, waxy surface that's causing the floor to look lifeless, our product will gently and properly remove it.
All right, we're going to send Gloria. Thanks for calling. We're going to send her. Sammy's going to pick her up right now, get her address to give her a complimentary Mr. Floor cleaning product. We have Carl in Chicago with a question for Janelle. Carl, how are you, my friend? Thanks for calling.
Great, David. I love your show. Janelle, I have live in the northwest side of Chicago. It's a city problem with city rats. I have a backyard deck that's about, it's only 14 inches high, so it's a low-level deck. And I have it skirted with fascia and whatnot, but it's very obvious that they are burrowing underneath the deck. There's no evidence that they're in the house or anything. So how deep do they generally burrow? I'm interested in, like, trenching down to skirt the deck and put hardware cloth down there or some sort of skirting to prevent them from creating a safe harbor under my deck.
That's a really good idea, actually, and I was going to mention this earlier, too, about the chipmunks, is that we offer exclusion services to help you prevent it at the source. And so what I know about rat burrows is they probably between, like, 3 and 5 feet deep is typical, I would say, but regardless, like, every situation is different, and we can absolutely have someone come and help you and take a look at it and give you a professional, you know, opinion of what to do to prevent that at the root. But you're absolutely right; it's out of control right now. And do you have bait stations at all?
I have called the city. They've come out twice. This has been the worst I've seen in years. I've been in the house 20 years, and I noticed it back November and December. They've been out twice, most recently late March. I've baited myself as well, and they're voraciously going at every bait that I put out there. I'm baiting probably the area of about six city properties, my neighbors and such.
Wow.
Yeah, why don't you give her a call off air? Janelle, we're going to put... we're going to put Carl on hold because we only got a couple minutes left, so you could talk to him after the show. Okay, great. Carl, hold tight, buddy. And we're going to send Carl some Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning product as well. Do you do anything with raccoons? 309 wants to know.
What area? In certain areas we do. DuPage County we do.
Okay. Well, there you go. Hopefully, I don't know. I'll get you the 309. You could call him. So within a certain geographical area, you take care of raccoons. 847. It's been 6 years since my foreclosure and bankruptcy. My credit is back in the 700s, high 700s. I'm current on my two mortgages. I have two rental properties. Here's a challenge with foreclosures. To get a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan, you have to be 7 years out of a foreclosure, 2 years out of a Chapter 7, 4 years, 2 years out of a Chapter 13, 4 years out of a Chapter 7. If the foreclosures were included in the bankruptcy and you're at 6 years, game on, let's get going. By the way, rates are at back to record lows to where they were. They're almost as low as they were at the beginning of March. I wanted to throw that out there as well. Please, what is the restaurant you just highlighted? That would be Greek Feast at the corner of Finkston and Dundee in Northbrook. You don't have to use 3 W's anymore. Okay, Igor, you don't have to use 3 W's anymore.
Got it.
So don't do that again, Igor.
I told him already.
I know. He just doesn't listen. All right, so we only got a couple minutes left. Let's go around the horn here. Leave our listeners with a little nugget until next Saturday. Igor, fire away.
Well, I would like to thank everyone for listening, and David and Joe, as always, a great show, very informative. We are the Chicagoland wood flooring experts. We are a full-service wood flooring company. As your listeners know, we also produce a phenomenal line of cleaning products, and we've helped thousands of Chicagoland area homeowners with their floors and with proper maintenance. We can be reached directly at 847-674-7500, and our website address is MrFloor.com.
And enter WGN for a reduction, a discount on everybody, our listeners' first order.
Correct. We have a beautiful promo code in place right now for all WGN listeners. Just go ahead and use WGN as the promo code for a special discount for your first order of cleaning products.
All right. Thanks for calling in. But Janelle, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
They can call 800-GOT-PESTS, and they'll get one of our experts directly, or visit rosepestcontrol.com and get a free quote.
All right, thanks for calling, and we'll see you soon, my friend. And I'll see you this week when you come to eradicate my office of ants. Byron, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
They can reach us at Robert Andreas and Sons at 708-863-5735, or go to andreasconstruction.com. And, David, I'd like to give a shout-out to my ma, which is up in heaven. She's been gone 34 years, and everybody knows that from a good man, and my dad started the business, was a good woman and follows her, and she's the one that was strong and kept this family together, so we miss her. So happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there.
Amen there, Byron, and sorry for your loss, buddy. Joe, if our listeners want to reach you, my friend, let's see if this is working. No, it's not. 847-658-8989.
You know, not only are you getting to be really good at the radio, but I think
my
singing's
better. My singing's starting to kill it.
Yeah. I just want to remind everybody, you could text Mega Pros at 8989 anytime. A picture, we'd love to help.
All right, thank you. I know we got to get out of here. I got to do the grocery thing. Sammy's like, hurry up. All right, so here, if you want to register, you have 1 week left to register for the grand prize. We're going to be picking a winner next Friday, so you have to go to WGN. WGN.com/contests, WGN.com/contests to register to win either a $200 gift card this week or the grand prize next Saturday, $4,800 of Caputo's gift card. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week, a great weekend, and we'll be back next Saturday.
Well, what I want is two. Six and two is eight. Radio Chicago. WGN.